From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pope Francis appeals for reconciliation as he ends his visit to Cuba. Pope Francis travels to the United States Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba, presiding over masses for tens of thousands in Havana in the eastern city of Holguín, where he urged people Monday to overcome resistance to change. The Reverend Brian Lucas is General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference.
So he's speaking to a group of people whose relationships probably are very ambiguous. There were people within Cuba who followed the regime, people who rebelled against the regime. He's in a milieu where, at the moment, there are dissidents against the current government. And what he's saying to people is, can we see beyond the appearances so that traitors can become friends?
During his visit, the Pope met with both Fidel Castro and his younger brother and current president, Raul Castro. Several leading dissidents criticized the Pope for not accepting their requests for a meeting. In northeast Nigeria, at least 80 people were killed, dozens more wounded in multiple bombings in the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, and the town of Manguno. There was no claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram has been suspected. The insurgency has caused hundreds of thousands to flee their homes over the years, forcing them into camps where they're internally displaced, including those from the Lake Chad area. Adil Sarkozy of the World Food Program labors to help feed them.
The people here have fled the islands because they have seen their parents or their children being killed by Boko Haram, and they had no other option. Now they are here, they have nothing, and they need our support. WFP is here. We are providing food to about 2,000 people today, but the needs are growing, and we need more and more support.
The UN agency has appealed for more than $16 million to deal with the immediate needs of those fleeing Boko Haram in Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, the army converged on the capital Ouagadougou Monday with the aim of disarming the presidential guard, which took power last week ahead of scheduled elections. The leader of the coup, General Gilbert Diendéré, has apologized, saying he's planning to turn over power to a civil administration. The general insisted the coup was the result of what he called biased polling, citing a ban on supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré from running. Saudi-led airstrikes on suspected Houthi rebel targets Monday in Yemen reportedly killed as many as 50 people. One target was a security compound in the northern province of Hajjah, northwest of the capital Sana'a. Another was a house in the capital city. Reuters says 18 members of one family were killed when a missile struck their home adjacent to the intended target. The United States announced Monday it's pledging more humanitarian aid to help civilians displaced by the conflict in Syria. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States today is committing to provide nearly $419 million in additional humanitarian aid for emergency health care, safe drinking water, food, shelter, and urgent relief supplies to Syrians affected by the conflict.
That brings the total U.S. financial assistance to about $4.5 billion since the Syrian conflict broke out in 2011. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the U.S. would resettle another 85,000 refugees worldwide in the fiscal year 2016, which begins October 1st, including 10,000 Syrians. Four East European foreign ministers representing the so-called Visegrad Four Nations and Luxembourg met Monday, trying to find common ground in dealing with Europe's current migrant crisis. Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn says the meeting may serve a purpose ahead of a meeting of European Union officials later Tuesday in Brussels.
I didn't came to hear all the things where we have no problems, but all the things where we could have differences had been put on the table. So I can understand the different positions better than this morning. And tomorrow, with this input, maybe that we can find a solution.
Meanwhile, Hungary's parliament has authorized to use the army with non-lethal force against migrants who try to enter the country illegally. The Hungarians, furious at their southern and eastern European neighbors, accusing them of doing little to control the wave of humanity that's crossed the Mediterranean to escape war and poverty. A UN special envoy trying to broker a deal ending the political crisis in Libya announced the formulation of a draft agreement, saying it's now up to the country's rival governments to sign off on it. Bernardino Leon announced the development late Monday in Morocco. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.